No matter where you are, you got to be wondering what the... Yes, it's Texas Standard Time on this Wednesday. I'm David Brown. It's the day after May 9th, 2017. I mentioned yesterday's date because of the way the talk's going, and some seem to think this is on par with another event, reduced to the shorthand of a simple date, October 20th, 1973. Remember? The so-called Saturday Night Massacre? Comparisons to Watergate are nearly always overdone, but this one, in which a president has abruptly fired the person investigating the president himself, well, that's beyond rare. That makes history. Back in 73, everyone was caught off guard, too, on that October Saturday as the press corps slept in. President Nixon ordered his attorney general to fire Archibald Cox, then the independent prosecutor investigating Watergate. So there's that parallel, to be sure. But it's made for another reason, too. It stands for the idea that what has happened with FBI Director Comey is as momentous as Watergate, which it may be. But let's not lose the plot with historical comparisons. The significance of the firing, then as now, may not be so much the act itself, but what comes next. If Watergate were to happen today, would there be enough lawmakers to break ranks with the party in charge and launch a full-throated, nonpartisan investigation? That requires a kind of political courage that seems rare at the moment, but the reason it hasn't happened yet may have something to do with ourselves. After all, as many politicians have concluded, given our hyperpartisanship, our distrust of the motives of the other tribe, could any investigation, like Watergate, be seen as nonpartisan today? And aren't the stakes as high today as they were in 1973? If this is indeed the hour of national crisis some believe it to be, it's not just the lawmakers who have to show some courage here. Somehow we have to find a way to believe our system works. If you have doubts about that, well, so did Archibald Cox. In those dark hours after he was terminated, he told reporters, "Whether ours shall continue to be a government of laws and not of men is now for Congress and ultimately the American people." And that is as true today as it was then. Joining us now, Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas, member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Congressman Castro, thanks for joining us on The Standard.
Thanks for having me this morning.
You call this a suspicious action on the part of the president. What do you suspect happened?
Well, this basically stunned the American conscience. Nobody was expecting it. It comes about 5 weeks after FBI Director Comey said in an open hearing that Trump associates may be being investigated for coordinating with the Russians who interfered with our 2016 elections. Mm-hmm. So it comes at a very suspicious time.
Well, as many folks have pointed out, and as I'm sure you've been asked repeatedly, Democrats have not had much faith in Comey since his reopening of the Clinton email investigation right before the election. You were quoted as saying, "I think Director Comey showed extremely poor judgment in releasing the letter 11 days before a presidential election. On top of that, being so vague, it's allowed Donald Trump to do what Donald Trump does, which is to speculate wildly." That's a quote from you. Aren't you glad to see Comey gone?
It's true that both Republicans and Democrats have had their criticisms, often strong criticisms, about Director Comey. But I also said a few months ago that despite his errors, I trusted his judgment and his independence more than I would trust the judgment and independence of anybody that Donald Trump might appoint. The American people are not going to accept anyone who is simply a stooge of the president. And so I think the president's going to have a very difficult time getting somebody appointed to that position.
That's a pretty high bar, though, that pretty tall standard you're raising there. You're saying, if I understand you correctly, that you trust Director Comey more than any other person President Trump would nominate. So if you wanted to right the ship here, what sort of person could run the FBI? It sounds like you're saying you wouldn't trust anyone.
Now that the president has fired Director Comey, it's going to have to be somebody, I think, who comes from the inside, somebody who's not been involved in politics for the last several years or decades. That's right. And I simply don't trust the judgment or the fact that President Trump would appoint somebody who's independent of his own orders.
Isn't that the way the FBI is supposed to work, that someone is supposed to be nonpartisan in that position? I presume that means that someone like Giuliani or Chris Christie is off the table already.
I believe so, yes.
What do you want to happen from here? Are there any names that you have heard as possible replacements to Mr. Comey?
No, only what's been reported in the news. I think the president's going to have to go in a different direction. Also, perhaps the House Judiciary Committee will investigate the firing of Director Comey and the timing of that firing. So, you know, because this just happened yesterday, a lot of that obviously is still up in the air.
What about how does this change the Russian investigation, that aspect of the story?
Well, I think everybody on the committee, as far as I know, is committed to making sure that we still get to the bottom of the question whether any Americans conspired with the Russians who interfered with our 2016 elections. So most of all, it has to move forward. I think this is a stronger argument for creating an independent commission. Yesterday, I was encouraged to see more Republicans come forward with the same recommendation. So I still think that we should move in that direction. Perhaps this will be the impetus for that.
It sounds like your mind is pretty firm on this, but is there anything that the Trump administration could do at this point or show you at this point that would convince you that Comey's firing was legitimate, that there was a principled move that a fair-minded Democrat or Republican would do given Comey's conduct during election season?
I mean, I think that's a fair question. What's so problematic is that there was no foundation laid for this. This is only the second time that an FBI director has been fired by a president. And it was done completely without warning. Perhaps a few people in Congress were told, but most of us had no clue. The American people had no clue. So that's not how you go about firing somebody for cause. Usually you lay out your reasons ahead of time and then discuss it with people and let people know that it's coming. This sounds like something that was done, you know, very rashly, perhaps emotionally, and took everybody by surprise.
Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas, member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Congressman Castro, thank you so much for taking time to speak with the Standard.
Thank you.
Let's turn now from a leading congressional Democrat to a Republican congressman, Blake Fahrenthold, member of the House Judiciary Committee from Corpus Christi. Congressman Fahrenthold, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Always a pleasure.
We heard from one of your colleagues, Congressman Joaquin Castro of San Antonio, who said that he felt that this was a suspicious action on the part of the president. Do you have your suspicions or no, not so much?
Well, you notice just yesterday before the firing, the Democrats were calling for his head for meddling in the Hillary Clinton election. How quickly things change.
Well, earlier this morning on NPR's Morning Edition, I heard you talking about how the situation with Director Comey, the upset, at least from the other side, seemed to stem from a failure of communication. And I didn't understand what you meant by that. What did you mean a failure of communication is kind of at the center of all this?
Republicans never really have a good ability to get their messaging out. We tend to flub it a little bit. And I think the timing on this was poor. And I think the president probably could have laid a little bit more groundwork for the firing where the political repercussions would not have been as severe. But as it stands now, it looks like he fired him because he was worried about the Russia investigation. But I don't think that's necessarily the case. He fired one man at the FBI. He didn't fire the entire FBI.
Now, that anticipates what I was going to ask you next. How do you see this investigation into the Russia connection in the campaign moving forward at this point, certainly with Comey out of the picture?
Well, I think it's going to move forward with a professional career FBI agents, but it's going to move off of the front pages and off of the TV screens and off of the radio speakers. Comey seemed to really enjoy being in front of the camera, and when he did, he tended to talk a little bit too much.
But so was this just a matter of him wanting to be in front of the cameras? Is that what you saw as Mr. Comey's chief failure?
I don't necessarily think it's being in front of the cameras as maybe saying a little bit too much, especially in some of the testimony he did to Congress. Listen, I'm all about getting as much information as we can as a member of a congressional committee. But some of these investigations get hampered as there's publicity associated with it. Folks are less willing to talk to the FBI, and people prejudge the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let the investigation take place, and let the trial be in front of a jury, not in front of a radio audience.
Forgive me for feeling like there's another shoe about to drop here, but I just want to throw this out. First of all, we know Comey's going to have to be replaced by someone. And then there's this. You have those rank-and-file career investigators who may or may not be upset with this action. If you start to see some of those agents drop off, leave because of this, does that change your mind?
I think that is a bad sign, but I think we've got to see what the new director does. I think the FBI rank and file folks are going to wait and see if it's a person that they respect that's appointed to replace Comey.
And who would you like to see in that position? We've heard Giuliani mentioned. We've heard perhaps Chris Christie. Do you need someone that's a high-profile individual? You want to see somebody there who is a career professional?
You know, I haven't really given that much thought. I want to see somebody who's a professional in law enforcement. You know, it may be a name very few of us recognize, or, you know, it could be somebody like Trey Gowdy. You just don't know.
Hmm. Congressman Blake Fahrenthold, Republican from Corpus Christi. Representative Fahrenthold, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us again.
Thank you.